Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and now we will proceed to the kasha that we said we were going to ask. We're discussing the union of pidyon haben and giving a pidyon haben to a kohenes. So this kasha is we saw the sheet in Tosfos that you can give the pidyon haben to a Yisrael married to the Kohenis. And then this we're going to ask Akasha with three Hakdamas. Hakdama number one, and again this is based on Torah received from Mori V'Rabbi, Akon, Akon, Rav Chaim Meir Harwitz, Shlita. Hakdama number one is that the Mishnah Lamelech in the first parak of Bikurim and Halacha Yud brings the Rosh in Hilchas Pidyon Bechor Halacha Dalid that a Bechor Bechor Tahira Behema Tahira Iskish LeBechor Adam, that the Bechor of a pure animal is equated to the bechor of a person. And just like a pidyon haben is given to male kohanim, so too the bechor of the behemah tahira is given to male kohanim. That is what it says in the Mishnah Lamelech from the Rosh, that just like pidyon haben is given to zichrei kohuna, so to the bechor behemah tahira is given to Zichrei Kehuna. The Mishnah Lamelech writes, according to this, a big chiddush, that if this is true, according to Tosfos in Pesachim, that pidyon haben, that we mentioned the previous shir, that pidyon haben can be given to nekevis, and even those who are married to Yisraels, if so, the din will be that a bechor behema tahira you can also give to a married kohenis, a kohenis that is married to a Yisrael. And she can sell it to any Kohen that she wants, bekesef mole, because the monetary value of the Bechor belongs to her. And if the Bechor is a Baal Mum, then it's hers totally. And there's a big chiddush. So again, the first hakdama is that according to the Rosh, that you equate Bechor Behemah Tahara and Bechor Adam, and just like Pidyon Haben is given to Zichrei Kehuna, so to the Bechor Behemah Tahara is given to Zichrei Kehuna. But if you hold, like Tosfos holds in Pesachim, that pidyon has been given to nekevis, even those married to Yisraels, so to the Bechor Behemah Tahara is also given to nekevis. And they can do whatever they want with it. And if it's a Baal Mum, it's theirs. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that Lechor Yesh Lehavi Raya Listor. Because according to what he's saying, you could be Motzi Achidush Din, that a Kohenes, who is married to a Yisrael, who is not allowed to eat Truma, and her Din is like a Zar. And the suffix is it mutter to give her truma? And even though she's not allowed to eat it, nevertheless, she can sell the truma to another kohen. B'pshuta l'das to Mishnah l'melech b'das to Tosfos p'sachim. You can give it to her. It's like the bechor, that even though she cannot eat from the basa bechor, and she can't be makriv the bechor, nevertheless, you can give it to her, and she can give it to another kohen to be makriv, and she can sell the meat to another kohen. And even though truma, there is a mitzvah, nesina, mavakach, matnes kahuna, like Zerah Lechem and Keva, there's also a mitzvah, nesina, like we find in Chulin, and of Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis. So again, we want to bring a raya listor that you can give the Bechor Behemah Tahira to a woman Kohenetz married to a Yisrael. Because according to that, there would be a Chiddush Din that a Kohenetz who's married to Yisrael is now allowed to eat Truma, her din is like a Zar. So the question is, can you give her truma? And even though she can't eat it, but she can sell it to another coin, b'pshuto, according to Mishnah Melech B'das Tais B'sachim, you can. Because it's like the Bechor, she can't eat it. And she can't be makrivit. Nevertheless, she can give it to another coin to be makriv, and she can sell the meat. And even though by truma there's a mitzvah nesina, so what's the problem? There's also a mitzvah nesina by Zerah Lechayim in Keva. And Zerah Lechayim in Keva, you can give to a Kohenis. So too, the Truma. You could give it to the Truma, and then the Truma, she can sell it to another Kohen. However, what can we do? That Rashi in Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis writes that Dibra Maskel LeKohenes, it's Muchach LeHedyah, that's Truma, since it has Kedusha, it's Asur LeZaren, and therefore you can't give it to a Kohenes and Asur LeYisrael. And the Kashi is, why is it any different than a Bechor Tam? That even though it has Kedusha, nevertheless, it could be given to a Kohen and Asur LeYisrael, Adas Etaisis B'Psachim. So we have to say that according to Rashi, a Bechor also can't be given to a Kohenes and Asur LeYisrael. So that's Hakdama number two, that Rashi holds that Truma cannot be given to a Kohenes and Asur LeYisrael. And if you say that, then the Bechor as well also can't be given to a Kohenes and Asur LeYisrael. However, that's not true, because in Rashi, Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Rav Kahana, on that it says there that Rav Kahana was Mekabel Manas Kahuna for his wife, Rashi writes that Rav Kahana was a Yisrael, and according to this Behechreach, that he was Kaina, that he takes a Sudra for Pidgin HaBen, is Mikoyach Ishta. So you see that he holds like the Ri and Tosfos and Psachim. In other words, we just wanted to say, according to Rashi, that a Bechor can't be given to a Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael, because Truma cannot, so a Bechor cannot either. However, the only problem is that we see that by Pidgin HaBen, the money of the pigeon for the Bechor Adam can be given to a Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael, and that's why it was given to Rav Kahana, who was himself not a Kohen, but he accepted it on behalf of his wife, who was a Kohenes. And the Rosh in Hilchos Pidgin Bechor and Sof Bechoris writes that Das Rashi is like the Ri, that Pidgin HaBen is given to a Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael. And this was copied by the Beis Yosef in Yerodei Reisim and Shinhei. So now we have Chiddush in Rashi, that we've learned Chiddush for us if we didn't know it, that according to Rashi Taka, you can give an Eishes Kohen and a Suah LeYisrael, you can give her Pidgin HaBen money. So we wanted to say before that you can't, because you can't give her Truma, so you also can't give her the Bechor, a Bechor Tam, an animal Bechor. So we wanted to say in Rashi that a Bechor can be given to Kohanas and a Suah LeYisrael, but now you see that the Pidgin HaBen money can. That's why it was given to Rav Kahana. So the fees that we have to understand, the Mishnah Melech writes that the one who holds Pidgin HaBen is given to Kohanas and a Suah LeYisrael, Bechor Behemot Tahara, the same thing applies. So now we have a problem in Rashi, because according to Rashi, Pidgin HaBen is given to a Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael, and Bechor is not. So this doesn't stem with the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech wanted to equate the two. He wanted to say if you can give Bechor, you can give Pidgin HaBen. But according to Rashi, it's before that Pidgin HaBen, yes, and Bechor, no. Because Rashi holds Truma can't be given to Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael. And Choref, because it can't be eaten by her, because she's a czar, Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael. So Truma not, and Bechor not also. So Bechor not, but Pidgin HaBen, yes, according to Rashi. And this Mishnah Melech said they work together. Bechor and Pidgin HaBen work together. That if you get one, you can get the other. So how could it be according to Rashi? It's not true. She can get the Kohenes and a Suah LeYisrael, get the Pidgin HaBen money, but not the Bechor. It's like she can't receive Truma. So that's Hakadama number two. And now we get to Hakadama number three, and that is that in the Tosefta, in the 10th perek of Trumis, in the 7th halacha, he writes, the Tosefta, Parasu shel Yisrael shel Yolda Bechor, Ma'achila Karshinin shel Truma, that the para of a Yisrael who gave birth to a Bechor, you feed it these vegetables of Truma. In other words, the Bechor is Mamon Shevet Kohuna, and therefore you can give it Karshinin shel Truma. And even though in the Tosefta it says Karshinim, and we can say that Karshinim are lighter than other Ma'acheli Truma because it's Ma'achel Behema, these Karshinim, these animal vegetables, And it's only chayim trumas and ma'is derabbanan, but it's not true because the Rambam holds in trumas 9:9. So from this, the Mari Kurkis is medayik there in halacha zayin. The Rambam holds that any machal of truma, even truma gumur deraisa, a Yisrael can give his bechor animal. So that's hakdama number three, that you can give your bechor animal. The Yisrael can give his bechor animal truma, even truma deraisa. So now the fizeh kashya kushya tsuma ladas hatesus hanal. The pigeon aben nitan gam lekoyhenes hanesu al Yisrael. We saw a Taisvis that pigeon aben can be given to a kohenes even if she's married to Yisrael, and according to the Mishnah, the Melech gam bechor behema tohira can be given to a kohenes hanesu al Yisrael because they go together just like pigeon aben sold to bechor. Remember that was hakdama number one. So then we have a kasha: why is it mutter for? How is it mutter for Yisrael to give the bechor truma? Since this Bechor can be given to a Kohenes HaNesua li Yisrael, and this Kohenes, when she marries a Yisrael, she is a Zara by Truma. She is a foreigner to Truma. She can't eat Truma. She can't feed her animals Truma either. And since this Kohenes also has a Chelek in the Bechor, Hare Min Hadin, She Bechor Ze Asur LaAchilo B'Truma, Truma. And this Bechor can't eat Truma. Because it's like there's a Shutfus of Kohanim Yisrael, says Mamisha. It's a bomba kasha. Mamish, unbelievable. That this animal is now has a Shutfus of ownership. It's owned by the Shevet Kahuna, but it's that includes Kohenes Hanesuas Li Yisraels. And these women cannot eat Truma and they cannot feed their animal Truma. And Mimela, this animal that belongs to them as well, it's like a shutfus that it belongs to them, it belongs to the real Kohanim and the non-Zer Kohanim. And Mimela, it's a shutfus. You're not allowed to feed such an animal truma. So how is it then that the Tosefta says that the Parav Yisrael, she yelda b'chor, machila karshin and shel truma? It should be not. You shouldn't be able to give a truma because it's owned also by the, according to the Mishnah Melech, it's owned by the ladies. It's owned by the ladies who are Kohanim who are married to Yisraels. And the Mela, they're Zaros, and they're not allowed to eat Truma, and they partially own the animal, because this belongs to all Shevet Kuna, and they're part of the Shevet, it belongs to them as well. So how are you allowed to feed a Truma? They're not allowed to eat Truma. Some of the owners aren't allowed to eat Truma. So how... how are you allowed to feed the animal Truma? Wow. So that's a bomba. So it would appear, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Shemitan Raya Gedoyla, L'mashechidei Shemishna Rishoyna B'perik Yud Aleph Mitshumis and Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah Rishoyna writes, V'nir, D'im HaKoyin V'Yisrael, Yesh Lam Behema B'Shutfus, Yochel Yisrael L'Hachila, Karshinei Truma, D'Hachinami Onan Sa'adei D'Nichalei L'Koyin. Wow, he says a Chiddush, that if a Koyin and a Yisrael have shutfus in a behema, the Yisrael can feed the animal karshine truma. Why? Because anan sade the nichale l'koin. We can testify the koin wants it. So memela, you can give the animal truma because the koin wants it and the truma belongs to the koin. And then he writes, Shuvayisi Shekach Kosev HaRambam, Beperik Yud Aleph, Eros Shumas, Din Tazayin, Shekoin Shutafim Yisrael, Mutter Yisrael Lahadlik, Shemen Sreifa. He says, look, I'll bring you a raya, that a Kohen, who is a Shutfus with Yisrael, can burn Shemen Sreifa, which is a Shemen of... Shemen Shuma Shenitma is called Shemen Sreifa because it's Aser Bachila to Amid L'Sreifa, and the Kohen can use it to burn it. So says the Mishnah Rishayna. So I have a raya for my chiddush. In other words, his chiddush was that If a Kohen and Yisrael have a behema b'shutfus, the Yisrael can give it kashinei truma because the Kohen wants it. V'ha'raya, that if they have shutfus in oil, in trumatic oil, so the Kohen, the Yisrael can use it. Ad kan midivrei ha'mishna rishayna. V'dvorav zal mechudoshim tuva. And his words are very, very mechudishtik. Why? Because he wants to prove from Shem and Sreifa, we can be mechalik. There it's different. Near lecha, near lemeir. When the Kohen is malik by Shem and Sreifa, the Yisrael can also be nene. Deino mechayatzer banaso midi. So they're both going to be nene. They can both be nene from this when you light a candle. But if you're machil a behema truma, the chelek of the Yisrael in the behema is mechaser from the truma. The chelek of the behema is also eating the truma. Because a half a behema doesn't eat like a whole behema. So it's going to be eating more mitzad the chelek of the Yisrael. And now the truma is going to be lacking. So you can't bring a raya from the Shemen Sreifa, they could both be nana equally. But from the truma, there'd be more truma in the end, that the coin's losing out because the chelik of the Israel of the animal is eating the truma. So that's not a good raya. But again, he has that's just his raya, but his etzem chiddush before he even sees that raya, saw that raya, was that if a Yisrael and a Kohen have a behema b'shutfus, the Yisrael could be ma'achil l'kashinei truma, because that's what the Kohen wants, and in Sade that it's nichalei l'kohen. So now, according to the Mishnah Rishon, it's very good. Because nehita efshar litein ha'bechor l'kohenetz ha'nesu l'Yisrael she'ena ma'achil l'behemto b'truma, mikom makom lo gora m'shutfus shel Yisrael b'kohen b'behema t'mutu l'achil l'truma. V'chinami ha'kohenetz, he should have been called a Kohen and Bibuchor Ze. So it's true. You can give the Bechor to a Kohen and a Suli Israel, and she can't feed a Truma. Mitzad her, she can't feed her own animal Truma. However, it's no less than a Shutfus, because it now belongs to the whole Shevet. You could give it to her. You could also give it to a Nanzar Kohen. So it's like a shutfus. So we have a Tosefta that says you can feed the animal karshinei truma. You can feed the b'chor karshinei truma. Even though there's a shutfus, there's a zara that also has her ownership in it, a kohenes and a suah liyisrael. And therefore the Mishnah Rishon is right, that if you have a behema, b'shutfus, the Yisrael can give it karshinei truma because that's what the kohen wants. Wow, so now we have a raya for the chiddush of the Mishnah Rishona. And with this, we can be miyashev, another kasha, and that's going to be our job in Mirtz Hashem in the Kimmud Kishir. So in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we saw Dvarim Neflaim, about the, we saw Rashi that doesn't shtim with the Mishnah Lamelech, because we saw Rashi holds that a woman can receive pigeon, a man can receive pigeon a ben for his Kohanis wife. So you see, Kohanos can receive pigeon a ben, and the Mishnah Melech wanted to say the same, pigeon a ben equals Bechor Adam. And the Rashi holds a Kohanis can receive Bechor Adam. That's an interesting stira that we saw in not a stira, but wouldn't stand with the Mishnah Lamelech. Because it would seem because Rashi says that the truma can't be given to a Kohen and a Suli Yisrael, so it would seem Bechor is the same thing because she can't eat either, but she can be given Pidgin Aben. So it doesn't stand with the Mishnah Lamelech, who says that they're equal, that Bechor and Pidgin Aben are equal. We also saw the Tosefta, that Paratz Shal Yisrael that gave birth to a Bechor, you can give it to Hashem Shal Truma. And the chiddush we wanted to say was that even though it's Mamon Shevet Kahuna, what about the fact that it belongs also to the Kohenes HaNesuah Yisrael, according to Tosis and Pesachim, that you can give it to the Bechor to a Kohenes HaNesuah Yisrael. And she can't eat it. So how do you give the animal truma? Right, because Tosfos says you can give the woman pigeon a ben, and the Mishnah Melech says pigeon a ben equals b'chor. So that means that b'chor, Kohanim and Netzuah Yisrael have a chelik in it, but they themselves can't eat truma, so you can't give her animal truma. So how then are you able to feed the animal kashinim? So the answer is because it's a shutfus. And that's since she's a shutafa in the animal. Even though she's a shutafa in the animal, it's Beseder Gamor. Because if you have a shutfus of a coin in Israel, you could feed the animal truma. And that's a raya for the Mishnah Rishonah, who says that word about being machil kashini truma. So it turns out that it's a Tosefta. Because Parashat Shayisol, she'older b'chor machil kashini mishal truma, even though the chorita own b'shutfus. Kohanas ha'nesuli Yisrael is in regular Kohanim. And there's Zara, so how are you feeding a truma? The answer is there's a shutfus, and you're allowed to feed b'shutfus. An animal that's shutfa coin and a zar. And again, with this, we're going to answer another kasha, but that's for next time, please God. V'advarim ayu mamash zakim ubuyirim. Meirim kasapirim. Baruch Hashem. Okay, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, b'li neder nemshich.